I was wondering what the halacha is when it comes to women going swimming in Israel, where the lifeguard is usually a male, even at the separate beaches or pools. Is this a problem regarding tznius? Anonymous from Canada. It definitely is preferable that women have women lifeguards and men have men lifeguards, and a man lifeguard should not be for women, and nor a woman lifeguard for men. A woman lifeguard for men is less problematic because the woman could dress properly or whatever and be only available if there is an emergency situation, and obviously in that situation there would be no problem of a woman saving a man's life. The problem with a man lifeguard for women is both from the side of the man, that he's sitting there and watching all these women who are not dressed properly, and the women are causing him to look at them or whatever, and that's a lifnei iver, they're putting a stumbling block in front of someone. However, in a situation where there is no other option, there are leniencies for male lifeguards for women, insofar that we're talking about something that's pikuach nefesh, and also because we have a rule that a person who is involved with his line of work is not going to take it in an immoral way or whatever, like a doctor who examines a woman, or other people who are in their line of work have to deal with women or whatever. We assume that they do it professionally in their line of work and not in a way that would be prohibited. And therefore, even though it's hard to apply this to a lifeguard, a lifeguard's busy with his professional job, and therefore we're not afraid that he's looking at these women in a way that would be improper. He's looking at it in a professional way. Unfortunately, the realities are not 100% like that, but this is a leniency that some people rely on.